personally myself as a player. I was in Europe a long time, and as a supporter, obviously we had fantastic days as well, particularly in the 2000s. So it's been a long time missing, and it's great to be back, and there's a great buzz about it, and everyone's looking forward to it.
What do you know about your opposition for?
No, a lot. Have them well checked out. Very good side. Some very good players. We've done a lot of work on them, particularly in the last 3 or 4 days. And we know what we have to do to get a positive result. And they're a good side, but it's important for us to play well.
John, on team news, Cork's last European match, Dennis Bean was sent off, so he's obviously suspended. Is there any other team news? That's you, Mr. Miller.
Well, I'm not available, Pat, right. Or John Cotter. Situation is John Cavan is out. Alan Smith is out. And Johnny Dunleavy is 50-50. He's back training with us. Might make the panel, may not. He's probably maybe a couple of weeks too short at the moment. But from that point of view, they're the two guys that are out. Everyone else has trained, and a few niggles, but I presume everyone will turn up tomorrow looking to play.
It's so lucrative now to be involved in European football that the league is actually going to take a back seat in the next few weeks. Even so, with games now being postponed, which suits you a lot more to prepare for the games.
Well, I think from a European point of view, it suits. Personally, as a manager, it's a difficult one. I suppose it's later on in the year you'll see whether it suited you or not, didn't suit you, because ultimately, your league is there week in, week out, and you have to perform well in the league, because one, you have to qualify for Europe, two, there's a trophy at stake. At the moment, it's probably good that we have a week's break. We played the draw of the game a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 6 weeks ago, which helped us. But yeah, the situation is that, it gives us a full week to concentrate in Europe, and the money is very big. And I think the tie is going to be very tight. So it's important for us to play our top game, and I think if we perform very well, we have a real opportunity to get through. But you're right, the money is massive, and it's very important to the club.
You've been involved yourself in so many, 22 or more European matches, John. What is the standout memory? Would it be Munich at home?
Absolutely, I suppose. I think it was a different era, a different time. You know, the chance of drawing a team that's in the top three or four in the world now is impossible unless you get to the qualifying stages. So it was unique at that time before the seeding came in. And I suppose that time we approached it was more like a holiday than it was our bonus for getting into Europe, was going where we were going to get to. But obviously, I think, you know, Bayern Munich, the home game 1-1, was probably the greatest result ever by a League of Ireland club in Europe. Because while this club has had fantastic results and other clubs have had fantastic results, no one has had the result against Barcelona, Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. They're the top three teams in the world. So I think that was an incredible day. But that was years and years ago. There are probably memories for the players that were there. Tomorrow's put us, our team back in Europe, the crowd expectations, and hopefully try to progress.
And finally, for now, whatever the result in Turner's Cross against Reykjavik, you will still say full time, it's only half time and two legs.
Well, that's the way it will be.
Are you looking for a specific result?
I think it's a situation where no matter what, I think the way the teams are so matched, I think that no matter what way the score is tomorrow night, I think the second leg, it'll still be a tight game. So obviously we're hoping that we'll have an advantage coming out of tomorrow night's game. But at the same time, I think it's the type of game where both teams can cause problems in both away grounds, and the teams are quite even, so that's why I think it'll go right to the wire. And but obviously, we'd hope to get out of Turner's Cross tomorrow night with a win.
And Dennis Bean is still suspended.
John, on tomorrow night, you saw a bit of Reykjavik already. In that respect, how do you think you're going to approach the game tomorrow night, the first leg at home? How will you approach?
Well, we're approaching the game to try and win the match. Obviously, being the home team, you know, we're hoping not to concede. We feel we need to score a couple of goals, and we expect them to play in the counter-attack. Defensively, they're strong, so we expect them probably to come not to concede and try and hit us on the counter. So we have to be aware of that. We watched a lot of them. But we think there are areas that we can cause problems. I suppose being at home, the onus is on us to see can we get the win.
Experience will come for a lot as well. A number of your players have a lot of experience in Europe as well, John. And you're playing really well away from home as well. That's a good positive going into it. You're not conceding a lot.
Well, I suppose from an experience point of view, we've loads of it, which is great. I suppose the fantastic thing about Europe, we're playing a team that we've never played before, and there's always a novelty factor. We've done a lot of walking on the players, have watched them. There's some really, really good players. We see there's maybe opportunities where we can exploit them, but we're also well aware that there's areas that they could hurt us that we have to be careful about. But at the same time, I suppose in a tight game like this, you certainly don't want to come out tomorrow night losing the match. But the positive result for us would be obviously to win the match and go over there with a lead.
They're in season as well, which is you were hoping they wouldn't be with a plus, yeah. But they're 9 or 10 games in as well.
Yeah, and the big thing, yeah, I was hoping that personally before the draw was made, simply because, you know, there is a big difference, you know, for a team that's halfway through a season after 20 or 22 matches against a team that have played no competitive match. It's a big advantage. But obviously they're like ourselves, they're near the top of the table. They've had a very good run over the last 4 or 5 matches. They're unbeaten, haven't really conceded. So they're in good run of form at the moment. So that's why I expect it to be tight. So that's why I think it's such an even game. And, you know, I know from the work we've done them and from people being over watching them as well that, you know, they fancy their chances, which is good. And, you know, maybe they might underestimate us, we're not sure. But certainly we have to play at our best to beat them tomorrow night, and hopefully we can do that.
Is it good for the squad, obviously, to have... I think there were 5 in the panel tonight that asked me, and Saka are still with the club. And amongst those, you've 2 kind of proven European goal scorers in Dan Murray and Liam Kearney. That must be a huge boost for the rest of us.
If I'm being honest, which I don't really... the fact that the lads have played in Europe, it just means they've been used to travelling to different countries and had that experience. But I would say the big difference nowadays is that the difference between our game here locally in the League of Ireland has changed dramatically in the last 10, 15 years compared to my day. It's much more about keeping the ball. You know, there's a lot more passing, a lot more about retaining possession, like European football is. You know, whereas probably in the old days when I played, it was much more get up to the front guy, you know, get at them, kick and rush, and a lot of that. And even though there was fantastic players, that was just the way it was, and that's where the pitches were. I think the game has evolved and developed, and I think the style of play, you know, even in our own league, when you look at us playing Pats and Dundalk and whatever, it's all about keeping possession, you know, penetrating, and I think sort of it's more like we've evolved to more like a European game. So while the lads have experienced before, I think in general we're more equipped to play that European type of football, because you can't go hell for leather all the time. That's just the way the game is, and you come up against teams that technically are very good and they keep the ball, so you have to be patient. So it's that type of game. But I think our league is like that now, and tactically it's a lot more challenging. So I think it's probably, you know, that's why the Irish clubs over the last number of years are probably doing well, because they're getting suited to that type of football.
John, there's a nice little European buzz around the city this week. What role do the fans have to play tomorrow night home part? Is there a part in all this?
Well, I'm appealing again to say that, you know, I hope you don't miss the opportunity, in the sense that I hope our numbers are massive. You know, we waited a long, long time to get back into Europe. There's a lot of hype in the last season when we got back in, and I just hope the fans come out in huge numbers. It's a difficult week. There's a lot of sporting events around Cork with the Munster final and the hurlers all involved, and I'm appealing to fans to come out in huge numbers, because I think that's the area that maybe might upset Reykjavik. They mightn't be used to the intensity of our crowd and the crowd on the pitch. You know, if we can have a near sellout crowd, the atmosphere, as we know, it's fantastic. And I think there's no doubt it's a huge benefit to us. So I'm appealing to the crowd to come out in big numbers, because, you know, in Europe, it's unique, it's novel. We've waited a long time to get back in, and I'm appealing to people just to make that effort to get out there and see, can we, you know, create, as I keep saying, the 12th man, because there's no doubt, you know yourself, you're the shed in, the noise and whatever, it does upset opposition teams, and, you know, they're not used to our crowd, and it's important for us to create a big atmosphere.